WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. A former U.S. Army major and his anesthesiologist wife have been criminally charged for allegedly plotting to leak highly sensitive healthcare data about military patients to Russia, the Straits Times reports. Prosecutors say the pair wanted to help the Russian government by providing them with data to help the Putin regime, quote-unquote, gain insights into the medical conditions of individuals associated with the U.S. government and military. From the record, a 30-year-old former National Security Agency employee was charged in federal court with attempting to sell sensitive information related to national cyber operations to a foreign government representative. Jared Dalk, who worked as an information systems security designer at the NSA for less than 1 month, sent excerpts of stolen classified information from an encrypted email account to an undercover FBI agent posing as a foreign operative, allegedly promising they included details on the foreign targeting of U.S. systems and information on U.S. cyber operations, among other topics. The IRS is warning taxpayers that scammers are sending thousands of texts claiming to be affiliated with the IRS, the Treasury Department, or somehow connected to your taxes, according to the Detroit Free Press. So far in 2022, the agency has identified and reported thousands of fraudulent domains tied to multiple text scams known as smishing. The fake texts have been on the uptick and increased exponentially in the last few weeks. The Securities and Exchange Commission has moved to press charges against market-making firm Hydrogen for profiting from market manipulation, CryptoSlate reports. Officials say Hydrogen colluded with South Africa-based Moonwalker to inflate the trading volume of the Hydra token. The illegal activities allegedly led Hydrogen to amass over $2 million. From the U.S. Department of Justice, a Honolulu, Hawaii man pled guilty to sabotaging his former employer's computer network. KCK Umetsu Sr., age 40, worked as an IT professional for a prominent Hawaii-based financial company between 2017 and 2019. Shortly after severing all ties with the company, he accessed a website used to manage its internet domain and made numerous changes, including purposefully misdirecting web and email traffic. Umetsu admitted he caused the damage as part of a scheme to convince the company it should hire him back at a higher salary. A hack that shut down Suffolk County, New York government servers over 20 days ago has crippled the local real estate industry, according to The Real Deal. County websites, servers, and databases are down as a result of the breach, making it impossible to verify property titles or file records. That, in turn, has stopped most transactions from going through, which has caused massive disruption for brokers, lawyers, and title companies, not to mention buyers and sellers. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Hillary McClure.